Hi, thanks for contacting Local Splash. My name is Joyce. How can I help you?
Yeah, I just got a text just regarding continued service with you guys. I just wanted to check and just, I don't think I've ever got that message before, so I was just curious what it meant.
Mm-hmm. I understand, sir. Yeah, I can check your account here and see the status. May I know who am I speaking with?
Holden with Sangamon Soft Wash and Pressure Wash.
All right, thank you. Give me a few minutes here. Let me pull up the account. All right, thank you so much for your patience waiting. Holden, I was able to pull up your account here. I can see that you have two accounts with us. One is for Sangamon Garage Door Service, and the other one is Sangamon Soft Wash. So for the Soft Wash account, it's currently active. Okay. Actually,
yep.
On your next bill, we have actually applied credit on your next bill. So, yeah, there is zero billing. So let me try checking the...
So the garage door one should be on pause right now. I got a message, and I just wanted to make sure my soft wash one was still good and going.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see.
The garage door wants to be on pause.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, so yeah, I pulled up your garage door service account. Yeah, this is currently on pause. I can see that you spoke to one of our representatives back in December. You spoke with Tanya.
Yep.
I'm not sure if you still remember her. Yes.
Yeah,
so, so she requests, she suggested that instead of, you know, like fully canceling this account, to pause the service, to keep your options open. And this account is scheduled to reactivate this coming April 1st.
The garage door one?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. No, I don't want, I want that to be paused for longer than that.
Mm-hmm. I understand that, Holden.
I thought I told her I'd just get a hold of you when I wanted to reactivate it.
Oh, okay, I see. Well, as for the pause period, Holden, we can only pause the account maximum 6 months. Okay, I can see that she.
It's been like 3 months.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, we can still extend the pause for 3 months, and if ever after 3 months, you know, still don't want to like reactivate this account.
Yeah.
Please give us a call, okay? At least 3 days before the scheduled reactivation.
Well,
we always notify you though, so
we'll keep a pause.
Hold it. Yeah, I will extend the pause here, okay, until this is set to reactivate April, so July. Let's see. Yeah,
yeah,
so,
July 1st.
Yeah, July 1st. Okay. Okay. Yeah, I have extended the pause here until July 1st. Okay, so 1 week before July 1st, you will receive the notification, okay? And if you wish to reactivate this account early, you know, if you have decided to, you know, continue to campaign for this account, just let us know, okay? You can give us a call. And okay. Yeah, let me know, Holden, if you have any other questions.
Well, I do actually. So on my soft wash side, I used to do like a couple years ago, I did like the Google guaranteed or the Google lead thing.
Okay, the Google.
I just wanted to see if I was, yeah, that way I could pop up like top of the page. I just wanted to, and it was kind of like a lead generator. I think I'd give like $300 or $400 and then add just the leads would take out of it. I just wasn't sure if I was still signed up for that or not.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, as for the soft wash, I can see that we're still doing the Google Verified campaign or the local services
okay.
ads campaign there. Yeah. And.
Because I used to be able to check like my leads and the lead fees and everything, and I just haven't checked that lately.
Oh, okay. Well, the information, Holden, you can view that in the local splash dashboard. Do you have the app installed already?
Is there an app?
Yeah, there is an app. If you're using an iPhone or an iOS device, you can go to the App Store and search Local Splash.
Hold on.
Yes.
What's it look like? A red L and a blue S?
Yes, yes, that one.
Okay. All right, I got it. Can you tell me what my billing cycle or my billing looks like right now? Because when I had two sites going,
mm-hmm.
I was getting a month free on the soft wash side. So I was getting billed every other month. And then the garage door, I was getting billed every month.
Yeah.
But now that I paused the garage door, am I getting billed monthly again?
Okay, for the garage door, yeah, we're not billing you there, okay, because
yeah.
it's on pause. So all
yep.
future billings, you know, are paused. And as for the soft wash, your billing is every first of each month. So yeah, every 2 months. Okay. So
okay.
As for the
Blue
Verified, yeah, it's $129 every 2 months.
Okay.
Okay. And as for the Google Verified, well, it depends on, you know, how many leads that you get from the last month. Okay. So.
Yeah. So if that, so there's like a amount of money that goes into that, and then the leads just take from that amount of money,
mm-hmm.
and then when that amount of money runs out, it just replenishes. Is that how that works?
Yes, yes, that is correct. So that activation budget that you paid, okay, so that
uh-huh.
So that is an escrow amount, okay. So yeah, every month, if ever your next bill is like $50, so we take out $50, so we bill you that $50, so we can, you know, put that back to the
okay.
your account, yeah, because we have to maintain a minimum budget like every month.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Are you able to pull up and see how much I've spent with you guys in the last in 2025? Is that something you can do or no?
As for the amount that you spend, Holden, you can actually view your previous.
Okay. On the dashboard.
Yeah, on the dashboard. If you can see your profile icon on the upper right hand side, you can tap on it and then go to account settings.
Okay. I'll do
and
that.
From there, yeah, and from there you can see your past invoices. If you need to download them, yeah, you can do that as well.
Okay. And what's the best way for like a customer to leave me a review?
Mm-hmm.
I think some customers were having trouble the last time, so I wasn't sure the best route to send them.
Well, that's a good question because we have a request review feature. It's now available on the dashboard. So, in the dashboard, you just find the reviews button. You can simply find that. Okay. As soon as you log into your dashboard, in the home tab, just tap the reviews. And from there, you can see the request review button. It's very simple, actually.
So do I have to give them my phone to do the review, or can I send them like a link or something?
You can send them a link. Yeah, you can click the request review, and then you can enter their name, their phone, or their email, and then send.
Okay.
Yeah, and then they will receive a message that, you know, you're requesting for review. And there is also an option there for you, okay, if you wanted to customize your, you know, your review request message. Yeah, you can do that. There is request templates button.
Okay.
Right before the request review, yeah.
All right, that sounds good. I appreciate it.
Okay, you're very welcome, Holden. Yeah, let me know if you have any other questions, though.
Okay, bye.
Okay.